Powered by Mike's Beer Bar. Fan Beer of the Month, it's out. Penn Brewing's Pumpkin Shandy benefiting Young Adult Survivors United. Not just candy bars, so everything's on the board here. Hard candy. You could take Werther's Originals if you wanted here. Grandma candy, as they call it.
Those chewy Werther's Originals were pretty good that we used to have out front.
You could take licorice if you want.
How about a Zagnut?
Amanda bought that because I guess Zagnut's in the Beetlejuice movie, but I wouldn't know because I've never seen any of the Beetlejuice movies.
Who just thought, like, hey, I'm going to make this candy. It's called Zagnut.
Have you ever had one, Mark?
No. I don't even know what it is. What about those big orange peanuts?
Circus peanuts.
Disgusting.
Oh, my grandma used to have those at her house. They were terrible.
My mom wouldn't even let me buy them. She thought they were such a waste of money.
She would have Werther's and circus peanuts at her house.
What about the ribbon candy?
Ribbon?
You know, that hard ribbon.
Yeah, it's almost like the candy cane kind of deal.
No, I've never had that.
You have to go to your grandmother's house, who's like 85, and it's sitting in the little candy dish.
No, my grandmother, when she was alive, would have that candy dish that you're talking about, but it was filled with circus peanuts, man.
A bonus here. So Mark has the first pick.
Yep.
Malzy has the second pick. I have the third pick. The Mel Kiper Jr. of candy, Seth, is going to put a grade on every pick right after it happens.
Well, Seth is going to give me the win.
After, like a real-time grade.
Real-time reaction.
Oh, my
each
God.
Pick.
Okay.
All right. Mark?
Do we have the pick music?
We do not. It got deleted. So.
I mean, I could at least play this just to start the draft off. I think it would be fair.
McCord back, throws it over the middle. Tipped and intercepted. Number 5. And Philip O'Brien Jr. says, thank you very much.
All right, that starts the draft, Mark.
Mark, the number 1 overall pick. Pressure on here to get that right.
You really have to approach the draft like the draft. I mean, you're not going to take...
You're looking to fill positional needs.
No, I'm trying to...
We got to have nougat somewhere here, guys.
I want value, right?
Yep.
You got the first overall pick. You want the best player, Mark. Yes, you're not looking for value.
Well, who are you, the pirate? You're trying to spread your money around? Or is this Henry Davis?
Who's the Brian Bullington of candy bars, Mark?
Well,
a deep draft.
In honor of the great George Costanza, the only candy with the cookie crunch, baby. Twix.
Wow. I feel really
Seth,
good.
Seth, real-time grade?
That's gross.
Give that's a grade. Not a letter that's not grade. A letter
Twix
grade.
Is really gross. C.
So
what?
Something's really gross and he's
Something
still only
tells
gets it a
me
C.
He eats like Almond Joy back then.
Well, we'll find out if that gets selected.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
I don't know if we've got a reliable narrator here.
All right, Twix to Mark Cabali with the first overall pick in the candy draft. Malzy?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Just
easy.
A plus right there.
Thank you.
Any consideration to making that the first pick, Mark?
I'm a huge Reese's Peanut Butter Cup guy, or Peanut Butter Cup guy, but Twix is just legendary.
I just feel like the Trailblazers picked Sam Bowie ahead of me right now, and I get to take Jordan.
Whoa, you're calling Twix Sam Bowie?
I actually agree with Mark on this. Don't disparage and denigrate
Twix to that
degree.
Give me a situation where the first pick was very good, but the second pick was all-time great.
I'll give you an example. If you
could be Jaden Daniels and Caleb
Williams. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about there's so many different kinds of peanut butter cups that you get. It's an overload. I can go to Aldi and buy the Reese's or the peanut butter cups, and they're just as good as the Reese's. So
that's actually a good
Oh my god!
Forget
this is garbage.
No, it is a good point because you
can't find the Twix anywhere else.
Manufacture peanut butter cups. Maybe Saras makes a better peanut butter.
Probably
cup.
They do.
I've had it. I prefer Reese's. Good peanut butter to chocolate ratio.
And that's because you prefer the big corporations over the mom and pop stuff. That's fine, Chris.
Did I not meet you?
No, Saras might be a good place
with
to go.
Amanda and Donnie and Sarah
I
were there and brought
any
my
peanut
kids.
Butter cups there.
I was busy patronizing the business for ice cream and other candies and delectable sweet
treats. All
right,
I can't believe the best candy bar of all time is sitting there at number 3, and that's the Snickers bar.
Well, that was what I thought I'd have to pick at number 2 because I thought Mark would go Reese's Cups.
I'll go with a B on that one.
Yeah.
You don't like Snickers?
They
take them or leave them, basically?
Well, you know, if there's like 5 different options, that's not number 1.
All right, my second pick, Kit Kat.
Now, that's a little overrated. Now, once again, I'm eating all these.
That's a Kenny Pickett of candy right now.
Oh, my God, dude. Kit Kats are the most solid candy bar out there.
Okay, you don't need to lie.
What's the grade?
He just gave it. He said the Kenny Pickett didn't get an F.
I'll say a D.
D. You know what I think is a very weird thing
now,
that the Kit Kat company did?
Based on what he told us the type of woman he's interested in, let's not exactly take what he says with the
Well, he definitely knows
here.
All about Werther's Originals based on what he's told us.
Yeah, he loves the older woman, which means he'd probably also go for Stifler's mom over Marissa Tomei.
How do you feel about Pony saying Marissa Tomei, not all that?
Well, I mean, if we're talking about Stifler's mom, 1999,
yes, that's
exactly
I think I agree with you there. Thank you.
Have you seen Marissa Tomei today? She's aging like a truly fine woman.
No, are we talking about today or are we talking about 1990?
We're talking about where they were.
How about my cousin Vinny, Marissa Tomei, 30 years ago?
I still take Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom, she was a 38-year-old cougar back then, baby.
You guys are seduced by the fact that she's playing a character who's trying to seduce a high school student there.
Yep.
You're falling for the character, Chris.
Your second pick. You've already made a decent one.
I think this is an easy one. Give me peanut M&Ms.
Damn it.
You're just going all peanut. That's like, you know, eating pizza every day of the week. I said peanut. I already got dump.
Give me peanut M&Ms. Give me a letter grade.
That's a B.
A B.
I think it's a better pick than that, Chris.
I think I am murdering you guys through two picks.
All right, Mark.
This is probably where I go off the board a little bit.
You're right.
This is the one I was talking about before. Very, very undervalued. Now, I could have picked this at three because I've got back-to-back, but I'm giving it the bonus of the second round pick. The first take. Take five. I almost said fast break. Take five.
I feel like there's too much going on there.
Amazing. Take five.
What's in it? What are the five ingredients?
Who knows? Pretzels, peanut butter.
You don't even know what's in it.
It doesn't matter.
You just
tastes good.
Chris for peanut butter. Now you're
the worst part about it is I mispronounced it and I said first take instead of take five. Take five.
That's an A. That's a really good candy bar.
Wow.
Oh, take five.
See, you have another one too, by the way, coming up after you explain yourself here.
No, here's the question.
It needs explaining.
What?
I've never heard someone
take
gush.
Five.
I've never heard anyone gush about the take five
the
way that you
I agree.
Are right now.
Oh my goodness, the take five is spectacular food.
Okay,
I don't know what's in it, but I'm guessing there's five things in it. I'm a big Milky Way fan, but I'm not going down that route. Do we have to do Halloween candy? Because this one's not really a Halloween candy.
No, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I said candy.
I am a big fan, and I'm going to stick with a little bit of the same. Thing here, and I want to just say a good chocolate covered pretzel.
We'll allow it.
I'll
say Sarah's chocolate covered pretzel.
There you go. That's
What are you giving
see,
that
Jeff
one, Seth?
Jeff just texted me and said take five with a big.
So wait,
like,
you're allowing
five.
It?
Yeah.
So I'll do a C plus.
Here's what I don't get. You just took something with a pretzel in it. Why did you need a second pretzel?
Because I don't need variety in my life.
That is an unbelievable quote right there. I don't need variety in my life.
I was telling you about the memes. I'm very loyal to the pretzel.
Variety is the spice of life. Wrong. It's too spicy.
Ballsy, back to you.
I have a couple floating around here. My tastes have matured since I was younger. The younger me would have taken the one I'm not going to take. The older me is definitely taking this one. Hershey's with almonds.
Oh, that is just awful.
Yeah, that you went... You were winning, now you went downhill there. That's a D.
A D! You got too simple. You got too plain.
See, my wife got the candy for Halloween, and they got Hershey bars with almonds. And I'm like, if I went there, I would never pick the Hershey bar with almonds as a kid.
I love the almonds because it's got that little breakup of all the chocolate in there. It just slightly switches it up on you. I think it's terrific. I don't feel like I did anything wrong there.
Gumbo-flavored chocolate.
Stop. Have a little dignity.
Come on.
All right. I'm trying to think about what I want to do here.
Indecisive.
Candy corn still on the board.
Yeah, if we're talking about it can be other than chocolate. We picked like eight chocolates.
I'm going to delve into the fruit flavored candies. Mark said he'd take this candy and throw right in the garbage. Great. I'll pick it right out and eat it myself. Skittles.
No, it's an underrated.
That's also a D. Skittles are so gross.
So gross.
Yeah, I didn't stutter.
What do you like, Toblerone?
I'm more of like a Sour Patch Kids, and I mean, Reese's Cups was on there. Like, Chris is rocking this right now.
You just said Hershey's Almonds was one of the worst picks in draft history.
I know, but he gave that a D. You have two of them in a row here.
Yeah, he didn't like Kit Kat either.
You know who's underrated a little bit?
Yeah?
The Nerd.
Well, I thought about Nerd Clusters.
Just the Nerd.
You know what I'm taking? The Crunch Bar.
Oh, you actually took my pick?
Oh, we're going four rounds.
Yeah.
That's a B because that's what I used to eat at the movie theater all the time.
Crunch Bar? It's so
yeah. I think Nestle Crunch Bar. That's
a classic.
It was between that and Hershey's with almonds for me. And young Mulsey would get bunch of crunch. I'd get after all that. All right, you know what?
What with peanut butter this time?
No. I'm pandering blatantly to the judge, but that's okay because it's something I legit like. The Sour Patch Watermelons. Those little Sour Patch Watermelon candies.
I don't like the watermelon.
I don't care.
I'm Savage, kid. I'll do a C. You're so confident. I'll give that to you. A C.
You got too. You got too specific there. You should have just gone with.
But
Sour
that.
Patch
but
kids.
I have. Okay. But I have to be true to myself. I like the Sour Patch Watermelon wedges.
I respect it.
No, you don't. You gave it a C.
Well, you respect his confidence and sticking to himself.
See.
Okay, Mark, your last.
I'm gonna
pick.
Make this one a little bit specific. It's.
The Hershey bar that I had 22 years ago.
Very specific.
I am going home run.
I am going
in Little League.
I am going
Fun Dip. Big League Chew.
Fun Dip. What's a pixie?
Double
cow tails.
I'll take a cow.
How about double bubble?
Oh, double bubble.
All right, come on.
Danny
I'm going with the Milky Way, but the Milky Way that is frozen. The frozen Milky Way.
Yeah, what should happen is it should be frozen and then fired into the sun.
Frozen yeah. Milky Way.
That's a D.
A Milky Way is a Skittles that they forgot to finish. That's what it is, in my opinion. They forgot to put the good ingredients
Milky
in
Way?
It.
It's like
if
nougat?
If we're going by
caramel?
If we're going by letter grade, I won. I got an A+.
Oh, absolutely.
A B.
Seth,
we'll absolutely.
See, we'll put it out there for the people, too. I mean,
frozen.
Okay, but frozen. I think of a good frozen candy bar. I think of Snickers before I think
but
of anything
Mark,
else.
The fact that you have to,
you've got to chemically
yeah.
alter the
chemically. What chemicals am I putting in the?
You're
freezer?
Taking that nougat and you're turning it into like a hybrid solid liquid
I want
into
a nice
solid.
Little crunch on there. You know.
Now, if you took your kid who clogs the toilet all the time, what would he have taken number one?
Oh, he's one. I can't even say that because Mulsey would get a bigger head than he has. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. He's absolutely
obsessed.
We went to Hershey's and you can Hershey Chocolate Factory. And you can make your own.
Oh God!
So he put like potato chips,
what?
All kinds of stuff.
What is he
in
doing?
It was actually pretty good.
He's like, I'm gonna fill this with a hot dog, potato chips,
marshmallows, potato chips, and M&Ms.
Rough.
It was actually pretty good.
That's
so he's
rough.
big Hershey kiss.
All right, check Reese's. Mark out on Pittsburgh game day. Monday with Donnie Football from down at the Rivers Casino. We'll post our drafts, and we'll let you have Adam. Let's see if I can make up for my awful tweet last night with my roster of candy. Coming up next, what did Mark Cabali's friend Diana Russini say about the Steelers and their wide receiver needs and demands and markets now that Cooper Kupp is probably off of that market? Find out next with us. Open phone Friday at 515-412-928-9370. Right now, I'm here to tell you guys about the Wet Go Car Wash. Again, yes, you can go twice in one day if you want. They're not going to say, what are you doing back here? You're not allowed to do that. Maybe it's one of those days where it's extra money or you go off-roading or something. I don't know. Not really my place here, but I can tell you that Wet Go Car Wash doesn't care how often you go. The more you go, the better the deal, though. One low monthly price. It is unlimited. It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet, but for your car. And they do it all. They wax. I remember a certain karate instructor that was big on wax. And you can get that done, wax on, wax off there. The tire shine, the undercarriage clean. You wouldn't be able to do all of that on your own if you tried to wash your car in your driveway. It would take a lot of time, and it would cost more than it would to go get it unlimitedly done from WetGo. So sign up now, getgocafe.com/unlimited, and take advantage of this special deal today while it lasts, that one low monthly price, and you have access to all those car washes here in Pittsburgh. Getgocafe.com/unlimited.